Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The Santa Clara Police Department, in conjunction with the Eureka Police Department, provided information to investigators from the Sheriff's Office that led to the arrest of a Eureka man on child pornography possession charges. Eureka Police were notified by Santa Clara Police that someone with an IP address in Eureka had downloaded the pornography and uncovered that information during their investigation. That led Eureka Police to search for the subscriber of the IP address, and it was traced to a residence in the 4300 block of Robert Street in Eureka. That information was passed on to sheriff's investigators, and a search warrant was obtained and served at the location today. Detectives arrested 21-year-old Eureka resident Christopher Jansen. Detectives confiscated computers and other electronic equipment from Jansen's residence, and he was booked on felony possession of child pornography. It does not appear that Jansen's arrest is connected with a recent and massive operation conducted by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, which led to the arrest of more than 200 adults, several in California, with ties to child porn production and distribution. The Board of Supervisors will return to work next week following the holiday break, and the first order of business will be the swearing-in of two new members and an incumbent who won re-election. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at noon on Monday in Supervisors' Chambers, as Estelle Fennell will be sworn in to represent the 2nd District after her win over Cliff Clendenin. Rex Bone will be sworn in for the 1st District, which he has represented since Jimmy Smith retired over the summer, and Mark Lovelace, who easily won re-election, will take the oath of office for the 3rd District. There will be a public reception following the ceremony at the Aquatic Center in Eureka, which will provide a chance to meet and greet the supervisors. State Assembly Speaker John Perez announced the committee memberships for the upcoming legislative session. North Coast Assemblyman Wes Chesbro will chair the Assembly's Natural Resource Committee and will serve on several others, including a seat on the Budget Committee and the Governmental Organization Committee. Chesbro will also serve on the Assembly Budget Subcommittee for Health and Human Services, as well as on the Assembly's Health Committee. Chesbro begins his final term in Sacramento as either an assemblyman or a senator following the implementation of new term limit laws. Humboldt Bay firefighters were called to a report of an explosion and then smoke coming from a residence in the 1300 block of Bay Street yesterday afternoon. When crews reached the scene, they found smoke coming from an attic vent as well as the front door of the residence. Firefighters found an occupant still inside and helped that person escape through a back window. While fire crews put out the blaze, others searched the residence and found two dogs that had died in the fire. Firefighters had the fire under control within 45 minutes and damage was limited to heat and smoke, and there were no other victims in the blaze. The cause has been ruled as accidental, and it also serves as a reminder to always have working smoke detectors in your home. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As the first week of the new year comes to a close, city officials and employees of the city of Arcata are back to normal business, and they are back without having to conduct a massive cleanup effort of the Arcata Plaza following the New Year's celebration. That's because the city closed off the area of the plaza surrounding the statue of McKinley in an effort to avoid the thousands of dollars in damage done in past celebrations, particularly Halloween in 2011. City Manager Randy Mendoza had this to say about the preemptive effort by the city.
After that last Halloween, where the destruction and injuries were so excessive, we would be remiss, and actually the city would be open to more liability if we didn't take some measures to stop that level of destruction.
Mendoza could not specifically confirm that extra police presence and tougher enforcement by officers during holidays and major events on the plaza will continue.
Well, that's the police department decision. That's the police chief's decision. I basically, as the risk manager for the city, my request was is that they keep people off the statue as much as possible, and that they control the vandalism out there. And they're going to have to decide based on whatever factors that are present at the time and evaluate what type of personnel they need to put out there.
Mendoza went on to point out that you can still have fun on the plaza. You just don't get to go wild. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.